Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Media Award nominee for Best College Online/Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Travis Kelce is living his best life. Fresh off his third Super Bowl win, Kelce tells People, "I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm oozing life right now," adds Kelce, who recently got back from a vacation to the Bahamas with girlfriend Taylor Swift. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end says he's been enjoying all the opportunities that come his way after his third championship in 5 years. Soon enough, Kelce will begin preparing for a new NFL season, but right now he's got a lot more in the works outside of the football field. And in early 2025, Kelce and his teammate Patrick Mahomes will open up a steakhouse in Kansas City called 1587 Prime, a nod to their combined jersey numbers. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly may go through highs and lows as a couple, but they are sticking it out together. A source tells Entertainment Tonight that the highly publicized and scrutinized pair is taking some time apart, but that they are still in a relationship and working on their love. The news comes just a week after Fox appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and spoke briefly about their relationship, but did not go into what exactly the status of their relationship was.
To me, it felt like he was going through like a spiritual initiation.
What did you think when you saw the tattoo?
Well, he has like a really special story behind why he did that, which obviously I'll leave for him to tell. But he had a relationship with the tattoos that he had that he was very conflicted emotionally. He didn't like to revisit those memories of some of those tattoos that he had, and he wanted to get rid of them.
Audio from Call Her Daddy podcast. Following the interview with host Alex Cooper, a source told Entertainment Tonight that the 33-year-old musician was supportive of the Jennifer's Body actress, going on and talking about everything from her unfulfilling first marriage to Brian Austin Green to her plastic surgery history and his tattoos. While the source could not easily define where the couple stands as of the release of the podcast, they said that the couple is forever connected, still committed to each other, and not putting any pressure on the relationship. It's a step back from their more controversial headlines surrounding blood packs and a more optimistic look following a rumored 2023 breakup. Aspen Ovard has filed for divorce from Parker Ferris, her husband of more than 8 years. On Monday, the 27-year-old YouTube star filed for divorce in Salt Lake City, Utah, according to documents obtained by People magazine. That same day, Ovard announced the birth of her third child with Ferris in a video posted to her Instagram and TikTok. Later that day, the mom influencer, who has over 2.2 million Instagram followers and nearly 700,000 TikTok followers, posted another video featuring Ferris jokingly pointing at her stomach and mouthing the words to the viral sound, "My friend's in there." Ovard has not yet revealed the name of the newborn, but in the clip, Ferris can be seen wearing his wedding band, although Ovard is not wearing hers. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.